My name is Glenn Adamson, and I am a writer and curator based in New York City. For this issue of NGV Magazine, I wrote about designer Faye Toogood's installation for the NGV Triennial 2020. Light and dark, sun and moon, nature and culture, still life and life stilled. These are the evocative themes of Faye Toogood's reimagining of the NGV's galleries devoted to Flemish, Dutch, and British art as part of this year's triennial. It is an inspired setting for her, for Toogood is a designer of supreme sensibility, a unique subjective viewpoint more felt than stated. This is a word with strong historic connotations. Jane Austen's 1811 novel Sense and Sensibility springs immediately to mind. In her moment and the centuries preceding it, sensibility meant emotional nuance, atmosphere, depth of feeling. It's what one feels when stepping into a historic house or period interior. Whether Baroque, Rococo, or neoclassical, the space conveys a whole way of seeing and feeling the world. Few living designers can pull off such stylistic integrity, and none does it better than Faye Toogood. It is a propensity that emerged early when she became, at the astoundingly young age of 22, a decoration editor at the magazine World of Interiors. After a decade, she struck out on her own, working in two parallel tracks as a fashion designer and object maker. Yet Toogood continued to think in terms of orchestration, conceiving her works within discrete assemblages, each with its own theme and guiding material language. She was composing visual poems, which over time have accumulated into a complete language. For the NGV Triennial project, as often before in her work, Toogood has chosen a simple and suggestive organizing principle. The exhibition moves successively through the course of a day, as it would have been experienced in the days before electricity. First is daylight set in a windowed space. This first gallery features sunny landscape paintings and glass objects from the NGV collection, conveying an impression of open space and transparency. Next comes candlelight, a glittering salon lined with examples from the gallery's outstanding holdings of portraits by old masters, including Rembrandt van Rijn. Finally, the mood deepens into a dark resolving chord, moonlight, with a case of historic silverwares gleaming in the gloaming. Throughout this tripartite installation, Toogood has included objects of her own design, which attest to the breadth of her repertoire. Daylight is anchored by a tapestry in which the genres of landscape and still life seem to collide, a mountain range under a clouded sky with a huge bunch of grapes set in the foreground. The work stages a vivid contrast of speeds. The composition is based on an intuitive cut-and-paste collage, but the actual weaving done by a specialist firm in Flanders is slow, steady, inexorable. This layering of temporalities is, of course, what the whole project is about, that and the light by which we measure time, a powerful metaphor in the 18th century as our own. Though Toogood has too deft a touch to be didactic about it, she is clearly thinking about the Enlightenment, which brought unprecedented lucidity to the world of ideas. This principle is embodied in three furniture pieces here, from Toogood's Assemblage 5, cast in a Czech glass workshop. They are astonishing objects, seeming to contain within them infinite watery depths, massive yet perfectly crystalline. As a finishing touch, the gallery features a mobile adorned with sculpted polychrome glass. The title, Tools for Life, suggests that it would best be placed above an infant's crib, its inchoate forms offered to an emergent intelligence, a being fresh to the world. Stepping from this first brightly lit space into the second gallery on the theme of candlelight is like entering a domestic interior. Open nature gives way to inner space. In response to the NGV's magnificent portraits, Toogood provides some of her own, large-scale family busts wrought in diverse materials from cardboard to bronze. They stand in the gallery like monumental Rorschach blots. Is that a nose, an ear, shoulders, a chin? The forms elude any easy identification, yet they are infused with psychological presence, stand-ins for persons past and present. This is Too Good doing sculpture her way. The Candlelight Gallery is also lined with her paintings in tones of black and sepia. She calls them wall hangings, an allusion to the historical practice of enveloping rooms with textile or leather, providing both warmth and beauty. Too Good's treatment of this typology hovers somewhere between theatrical scenography and modernist expressionism. Roughly brushed shapes evoke shadows of past life, including the easels on which the NGV's paintings would have rested when they themselves were brought into being. In the last exhibition space, Moonlight, objects are picked out in cascades of gentle illumination. They are from Too Good's most recent collection, Assemblage 6, on Learning, for which she developed a novel means of generating designs. After quickly fashioning maquettes from inexpensive materials like canvas, tape, cardboard, and wire, she worked with artisans to create exact replicas of these sketches in more permanent materials and at the scale of functional furniture. Another temporal layering is at work here, the rapidity of the sketches preserved miraculously intact through the extended fabrication process, a celebration of the pure creative act. This is also embodied here by a series of sculptures in cast pewter, seeming to wiggle themselves into coherence. And tapestry returns to the palette too. A woven allegory of night looms on the back wall, depicting a blackened moon hanging low over hills. It is a bookend to the tapestry in the first exhibition gallery and brings the whole installation to a satisfying close. The cycle is complete. Sensibility is a curious thing. While difficult to describe, it is immediately recognizable. And while it is mainly a matter of subtext, it can also tell a powerful story. That is certainly the case with Too Good's installation at the NGV. It is no coincidence that it comes in three parts, like the acts of a play. A short day's journey into night. A good way to view it, perhaps, would be to walk through it several rounds in succession, sensing time's passage as people have always done by the repeated rhythm of sun and moon. Or, more satisfying still, to simply stand in one of the spaces, look around, and allow the imagination to wander freely, from present to past and back again. Ars longa, vita brevis, said the ancients. Art is long while life is short. But in the time that is given to us, what wonders there are to see.